self-concept as a cognitive structure, which I know it sounds a bit technical, but trust me, it gets really fun.
The idea here is that your self-concept, it's not some sort of fixed entity. It's not unchangeable, like so many people think. It's more like a model, a collection of beliefs that you've formed about yourself based on your experiences. Mm. And the best part, if it's a model, we can remodel it.
Exactly. Like, think of it like a blueprint for how you see yourself.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Those beliefs that are on your blueprint, they're not necessarily true.
Right.
They're just interpretations of things that have happened to you.
And that's where the fun begins. I mean, what if those interpretations are holding you back? What if you could just swap them out for beliefs that actually empower you?
Like, for example, let's say you believe I'm just terrible at public speaking.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, maybe that belief came from, oh, I don't know, one embarrassing moment back in elementary school.
Right, right.
That you've been carrying around ever since.
But that one moment in elementary school, that doesn't have to define your entire public speaking ability for the rest of your life.
Hey.
What if instead you could replace that belief with something like, I can be a confident and engaging speaker?
Right. But how do we actually change those beliefs? Because I know that's what you're all itching to hear.
Yes.
And this is where it gets really fun. Because Andreas, he gives us some pretty wild techniques to play with.
He does. And a lot of them are actually rooted in NLP.
Oh, NLP, yes.
Neuro-linguistic programming, which is basically understanding how your thoughts, your language, and your behaviors are all interconnected.
It's like hacking your own brain.
Right? It is. It is like hacking your own brain.
I love it. Hacking your own brain. And we're going to get into all of that good stuff, including NLP, throughout this series. But for this episode, let's really focus on technique one. Let's get our hands dirty with this.
Yes, let's do it.
Are you ready to play?
Absolutely.
All right. But first, I think it'd be helpful for our listeners to take a moment and just think about some of their own core beliefs. You know those things they just accept as truths?
Yeah.
Even if they might not be serving them very well?
Like things like, I'm just not good at math.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I'm always late.
Yeah.
Can't sing.
Totally.
You know, whatever those pesky beliefs are that keep popping up.
Got those in mind, listener. All right, so now let's pretend I'm someone struggling with one of those limiting beliefs.
Okay.
Let's say I'm terrified of spiders.
All right, arachnophobe. What's the story you're telling yourself about spiders?
Oh, it's a horror story, a total horror story. Spiders, they're these creepy, crawly, dangerous creatures just waiting to jump out and bite me. They're everywhere, lurking in the shadows, just waiting to attack.
Well, that's quite the dramatic narrative, but let's dissect this a bit. Where does this belief come from?
Well, I don't have any specific traumatic spider experiences.
Okay.
I think it's more of a learned fear.
Hmm.
You know, from movies and stuff.
Interesting. So you're saying Hollywood has shaped your reality?
Maybe. I mean, yeah. It feels very real to me. Every time I see a spider, like, my heart races. I just want to run away and hide. I just know it's going to bite me.
Yeah. Okay. So that's your model at work.
Okay.
But remember, this model, it's something you've constructed. And it might not be an accurate representation of reality. So let's play with this model a bit, shall we?
This is where it gets fun. Lead the way, O master of minds.
Okay. Arachnophobe. Close your eyes and imagine a spider.
Okay.
What do you see? Describe it to me in detail.
All right. I'm seeing this huge, hairy spider, long, spindly legs, those beady little eyes. It's black and brown, and it's just crawling towards me. Uh-huh. It's moving slowly, but I know it's going to pounce any second.
Notice how you're already feeling anxious just by imagining this spider? That's your self-concept actually triggering a physical response. Now let's try something a little different. What if we change the size of that spider?
Okay.
Imagine shrinking it down, making it tiny, like the size of a ladybug.
It's still a little creepy, but it's less, like, menacing now that it's so small.
Exactly. Just by changing one little element of your mental model, you've already shifted your emotional response. Now let's play with some other details. What about the color? Instead of black and brown, imagine it's bright pink and sparkly.
A pink, sparkly spider. Okay, now that's just ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
It's more like a tiny disco ball.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even be scared of that.
See, we're already starting to dismantle that old belief.
This is fun.
Yeah. And this is just the beginning.
is powerful. I can see how powerful this can be.
It is. It's about becoming aware of the ways that we construct our own reality
Right.
and then consciously choosing to remodel those
Like
constructions.
mental sculpting.
It is.
You're taking those old limiting beliefs and just like reshaping them into something new and empowering.
And the more you play with this, the more skilled you become at transforming
Sounds
yourself.
like we're becoming mental magicians.
Exactly. And this is just one technique. I mean, imagine what we can accomplish when we master all of them.
I know, I can't wait to dive into the next one, but before we move on, I think it's important to, acknowledge that this is really just the tip of the iceberg. And Andreas goes into much greater depth
Oh, yeah.
about self-concept and NLP throughout the whole book. We're
Yes.
just giving you a little taste to, pique your curiosity.
And hopefully inspire you to play with these techniques yourself. Because remember, you have the power to transform
Raise up your
yourself one
mind,
moment.
let's transform that faith. In the summer vibes, just not a captivate. Spinning through dreams, see the colors ignite. Dance to the beat through the day and the night. Transform, transform, let the good times roll. In the rhythm of life, feel it in your soul. Hypnotic waves taking full control. Transform yourself, let the spirit flow.
Welcome back. I hope you've had some time to really think about some of your own limiting beliefs.
Oh yeah, it's time to get back to playing with our minds. And I gotta admit, I'm a little giddy about this next part.
Okay.
It involves a technique called submodality distinctions.
Oh, I was hoping we would get to this. This is great. So remember how we were talking about those mental models, right? Well, those models, they're actually made up of sensory details, like how we see things, hear things, and feel things in our mind.
Right, yeah, like how I picture that scary spider as this like huge, hairy, menacing thing. Like just thinking about it makes my skin crawl.
And with submodality distinctions, we can actually play with those sensory details to change how we experience a belief or a feeling.
Okay.
It's like tweaking the settings on a movie projector in your mind.
So if my mental movie about spiders is like a horror flick, we could just turn it into a comedy.
Precisely. We can change the size, the color, the brightness, the sound, all sorts of things.
Oh, yeah.
And by doing that, we can totally shift your emotional response.
Okay, let's try it. I'm ready to transform my spider horror film.
All right, arachnophobe, close your eyes and bring that spider image back to mind.
Okay.
And remember all those details, the size, the color, the way it moves.
All right, it's back. Huge, hairy, crawling towards me. Ugh.
Now imagine a dial in your mind
Okay.
that controls the size of that spider. What happens if you just turn that dial down and shrink the spider until it's like the size of your fingernail?
It's definitely less intimidating when it's so tiny, like a little speck.
What about the color? Can you change that? Imagine turning the spider, I don't know, bright fluorescent pink.
A pink spider. Okay, now I'm starting to laugh. This looks kind of ridiculous.
Notice how your fear is starting to kind of dissipate as you change those visual details.
Yeah.
Now let's play with the movement.
Okay.
Instead of crawling towards you, imagine it's, I don't know, doing a little dance, like a spider disco.
Oh my gosh, it's doing the Macarena. This is hilarious. I can't believe how much this is changing how I feel.
That's the magic of submodality work.
Wow.
By playing with these subtle details, you can literally transform your experience.
This is incredible. I'm starting to feel like I have like a whole new set of mental tools.
You do, and this is just one
Oh, wow.
of many NLP techniques. I mean, there are so many ways to play with your mind and change those limiting beliefs.
This brings up something that I've been wondering about. Andreas mentions this idea of like a hierarchy of self-beliefs. And I'm not quite sure what he means by that.
Ah, that's a really fascinating concept. It's like this pyramid of beliefs.
Yeah.
At the bottom, you have your core beliefs, right?
Right.
Those fundamental assumptions you hold about yourself and the world.
Like, what would some of those be?
Well, these are things like I'm worthy, I'm lovable, the world is a dangerous place.
Gotcha. So those are like the foundation of our mental models.
Exactly. And then built on top of those core beliefs are all sorts of other beliefs about specific situations or abilities. You know, so your belief about spiders, it might actually stem from, you know, a deeper belief about the world being dangerous or unpredictable.
So if we can shift those core beliefs, it's like a domino effect. Like it impacts a whole range of other beliefs.
Precisely. It's like renovating the foundation of a house. It affects the entire structure. And this is where things get really interesting because Andreas suggests that, you know, working on those higher level beliefs, it might not be as effective if we haven't addressed those core beliefs first.
That makes sense. It's like trying to decorate a room when the walls are crumbling.
Exactly. So it's about understanding the root cause of those limiting beliefs and tackling them at the source.
I'm starting to see how these techniques can really, they can be used to create like truly profound changes.
Yes.
It's not just about getting over your fear of spiders. It's about transforming your entire perception of yourself and the world.
And that's just scratching the surface. We haven't even touched on a temporal perspective,
Okay. Ooh.
which is another fascinating concept that Andreas introduces. It's about how our perception of time, past, present, future, actually shapes our self-concept.
Ooh, okay, now my brain is officially tingling with curiosity. How does our perception of time come into play?
Well, think about it. If you're constantly dwelling on past mistakes or worrying about the future, it's going to affect how you see yourself in the present.
So instead of being stuck in like this time warp of self-doubt,
Yes.
we can consciously shift our focus to like, more empowering moments in time.
Exactly. It's about choosing to focus on past successes, present opportunities, future aspirations. We can literally rewrite our personal timelines to create a more empowering narrative.
This is starting to sound like we're time travelers.
In a way, we are. I mean, we're not limited to the past or the future. We have the power to choose which moments in time we want to draw strength from.
This is mind-blowing. We can like literally reshape our entire perception of who we are just by playing with our perception of time. I'm sensing a whole new level of mind games here.
Oh, it gets even better. But we're going to have to save that for the final part of our deep dive.
I can't wait. I'm already starting to feel like a mental ninja ready to take on any limiting belief that comes my way.
And remember, this is just the beginning. We're just getting started with
Raise up your
transforming
mind,
ourselves.
let's transform that the faith. In the summer vibes, just not a captivate. Spinning through dreams, see the colors ignite. Dance to the beat through the day and the night. Transform, transform, let the good times roll in the rhythm of life. Feel it in your soul. Hypnotic waves taking full control. Transform yourself, let the spirit flow. Raise up your mind, let's transform at the faith. In the summer vibes, just not a captivate. Spinning through dreams.
Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into Technique One.
It's amazing, isn't it? We've explored so much already, like from the structure of self-concept to those fascinating submodalities, a hierarchy of beliefs. It's incredible how much power we actually have to reshape our inner world.
As we've been talking, I keep thinking about how these techniques, they're not just for like overcoming fears or anxieties.
Right, yeah.
It's bigger than that.
It is. They're really about expanding our possibilities. It's like we're upgrading our mental software to run more empowering programs.
And one of the most intriguing upgrades that Andreas talks about is this idea of internal validation. What's that all about?
Well, it's about shifting our source of self-worth. So instead of seeking approval from others, we kind of become our own source of validation. Exactly. Think about it. How often do we rely on external praise or recognition to feel good about ourselves? But what happens when that external validation doesn't come? Or worse, when we get criticized?
It can be devastating, like our whole sense of self just crumbles.
Exactly. And that's why internal validation is so crucial. It's about defining our own measures of success and worthiness based on our own values and standards.
So instead of waiting for someone else to tell us we're good enough, we decide for ourselves what good enough even means.
That's the power of it. You stop giving away your power to external sources and reclaim it for yourself.
I can see how that would be incredibly liberating.
Oh, yeah.
But it also sounds really challenging.
It can be, especially if we've been, conditioned to seek external approval. But the rewards are so worth it.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, imagine feeling confident and worthy, regardless of what anyone else thinks.
That's the dream. And speaking of dreams, Andreas also mentions narrative restructuring.
Yes.
I'm curious about how that ties into all of this.
Well, remember how we talked about like our self-concept being like a story we tell ourselves? Narrative restructuring is about consciously editing that story.
So instead of dwelling on like, past failures, we can choose to highlight our growth and resilience.
Precisely. It's not about denying our challenges, It's
Right.
about reframing them in a more empowering light.
It's like taking those old limiting narratives and turning them into inspiring epics.
Exactly. We become the authors of our own destinies.
Wow, this has been an incredible journey. We've covered so much ground, from like dismantling limiting beliefs to rewiring our perceptions of time and worthiness.
I know.
And we've only just scratched the surface of technique one.
It is just the beginning. I mean, there's so much more to explore and transform yourself.
Definitely.
But for now, just take these tools and play with them.
Yes, listener. Experiment with these techniques, challenge your beliefs, and discover the incredible potential within yourself.
And remember, this is an ongoing journey. Keep exploring, keep transforming, and never stop playing with the amazing power of your mind.
We can't wait to explore more transformative techniques with you in future episodes.
Going light, feel the beat, in the night we find the beat. Transform yourself, let it flow, in the rhythm, feel the glow. Hands up high, let your spirit fly. Stars align, touch the sky. Bring the energy, spread it wide. In this moment we collide. Transform, ignite. Let your soul take flight. Feel the magic rise on the moment sky. Glowing lights, feel the beat. In the night we find the beat. Transform.